All right, this is Centaur Views. My name is No Sense.
And this is Victoria.
This is a podcast where two Sagittarius people come together and give their opinionated views on cultural topics.
Disclaimer, you will be offended. Don't at me.
All right, we back. Centaur Views. We missed a week. It was gone. This is your boy No Sense.
Oh, and this is Big Victoria. What up?
Yeah, so we are on Apple now. So listen to us on there, rate us, and share with your friends. And today we actually have two guests in the house. Guest number one, you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Tashana. I've been on here before.
For the whole episode.
Yes, the whole episode.
The responsible whole episode.
Right. I'm No Sense girlfriend. I work and now I'm in the house. That's it.
Right.
Guest number two.
What's your
name?
Who am I? I can't.
I'm Boogie. This is my first time on the show. I'm Tashana's best friend. I'm a hairstylist by day, singer by night, and yeah, that's all I got.
You want to drop some handles?
You can find me on Instagram at Call Me Boogie Brown. Facebook is Boogie Brown. Snapchat is The Boogie Down, but you know, that's a whole nother thing. So, yeah.
And they also have a show that they do on Monday nights called Safe Place.
Yes.
And I've been a part of that show as well. Yes. Know your plug when you're coming on the show.
Right.
But even during quarantine, Brandon has been doing his thing Sunday nights live on Facebook Live, so you can follow him on there. He's doing little concerts for y'all. So, all right, we're going to get into the show. All right, so this part of the show is a Two Cents episode. So, Victoria will go first, then I'll go, and then we'll let our Safe Place guests go.
Okay, so my Two Cents is the reason why we had to skip out on last week's show. Two weeks ago, my grandfather was placed on hospice, and last Monday evening, he transitioned. So it's been like a lot of stress and emotions and up and down. So I couldn't, I could have. I just chose not to perform last week just to make sure that, I gave all of my attention to my family. I just want to make sure that I relay how important family is and how important taking care of your mental health is during this time. Because on top of grieving, just having to deal with Corona drove my ass crazy. Drove my ass a little crazy. Take care of each other. Be kind to each other. Be patient and compassionate to each other during this time, because it's a lot to go through normal things and then be impacted on the level of pandemic in the midst of it. But we can get through it with each other. This is nothing that our ancestors haven't gone through before. Our death is a part of life, and yeah, that's my two cents.
So my two cents is actually is dealing with Corona as well, but just some stupid and awful business practices. In the sports world, the small news that we do have, WWE was awarded that they were essential to they were essential employers, so meaning that they could still run their shows live every week. However, when that was decided upon, they decided that they wanted to fire over 100 employees.
What?
Yeah, you can still run your still run your company, but you let go a whole bunch of employees. So to me, that was dirty. Because there's no overhead cost anymore. So you making advertising money, but you know, these people, it's not like everybody else is still doing stuff. You people can't find a job now.
Ain't nobody hiring.
For real. Yeah. It was like the worst.
Aren't people hiring though? Like,
yeah,
grocery
but he's
store.
Not a wrestler.
Gonna go to Amazon,
right?
That's what this is causing us to do now, is to reevaluate what our.
But this is what I'm saying.
Like,
this is the only. This is the only wrestling company that's doing this.
Yeah.
So you can't go work for another because everybody else is following the rules.
Yeah.
So yeah, I gotta give WWE like a horrible thumbs down for the week.
See, like, who's a wrestler right now? I was gonna say The Rock. You go to Chick-fil-A and like The Rock is over there.
Let me take your order.
What? Niggas gotta eat.
You can't smell what I'm saying.
That's funny. Oh my god.
Alright.
That's funny.
Oh, Tana, what's your 2 cents?
My 2 cents is on the movie, the Lifetime movie, The Clark Sisters. The Clark Sisters was a gospel, well, not was, sorry. They are a gospel group that were, like, really popular in, like, the 90s and 80s and stuff like that. So it's, like, 5 sisters they started out. And the group, and by the end of the movie, it was like 3 of them that were still singing.
Oh, wow.
Seriously, because one quit because she just felt like her mom was too controlling, which she really was. Like, I don't know if that's the secret to having your kids be successful, but these mamas be mean as fuck to these kids.
Work for the Jacksons.
Like, they're horrible. Waking them up in the middle of the night to practice and stuff like that. Horrible parenting. Like, really bad. But they were successful. Like, they won Grammys and stuff, and they're successful. So it was just a good movie to actually see what they went through. It was just funny. Like, at the funeral, one of the sisters came. Well, she's the first one that actually left the group.
The one that died?
No. Oh. They just quit.
Okay.
Because they can't. Well, the mom died.
Oh, okay.
The
okay.
mom died.
You know, I haven't seen this movie, but I know the Clark sisters, and I always thought that sister died.
No, but she left the group because she had 2 kids out of wedlock. And then being a gospel group, they was like, we can't have it. So she was like, well, I'm not finna have my kids.
Right.
So I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
When the mama died, they didn't even invite her to the funeral. She showed up to the funeral and walked up to the stand and said, me and my 7 boys. I said, 2 to 7? How the fuck did you get 5 extra kids?
Okay, girl.
Okay. So, it was just a good movie. It was just a good movie. It was just a good movie to see what they went through, and, you know, they still try to honor their mom and say, she, you know, they love her, and she wasn't that bad. But
so movies
they might not be making money now, but that stimulus check with 7 kids.
Shut the fuck up.
Right. Oh, she get it.
She so, was, ooh, that mom was rough.
So movies is like your thing that's getting you through right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I have to watch TV.
That's
something
good.
I have to. Oh! Oh, well, we can talk about that.
Go ahead. I mean, well, such a...
Go ahead.
I want to know what you got.
I know she sounds very excited.
I started doing arts and crafts stuff too.
Oh,
like,
wow, what
me
you
and No Sense went to get like arts and crafts stuff from the dollar store, and I'm like doing little stupid stuff, but keep my mind occupied.
Got that ass beating Scrabble last night.
Okay.
All right, I like to call it the real life words with friends.
The real life words.
Okay. We're not gonna discuss that.
Alright, Boogie, what's your 2 cents?
My 2 cents, well, I'm like a binge watcher, like TV show watcher. So my 2 cents is gonna be on the new show. Well, it's called Black AF. I just have to say like Black as Fuck because it just sounds better.
Right.
So my 2 cents is on Black as Fuck, and I really enjoy this show. Like, at first, because, and this sounds really bad, but because, like, one of the daughters is, like, narrating it because she's, like, doing a documentary. So because she was, like, so proper and, like, you know, she had this big, full hair, like, I found myself judging her because the show is called Black as Fuck and she looks really mixed-ish.
So this is...
So it's, like, but, like, he's the... Kenya Barris is, like, the creator of, like, Black-ish So this is his show, but it's, like, I love dry humor and, like, satire, and Kenya is, like, hilarious in this entire show. Like, everybody else is cool. Like, they all gel together towards, like, you know, the middle of the show. And it's like, okay, you like these characters. But he just, like, he's really, I feel like, the glue of the show.
I think him and Rashida, their chemistry.
Yeah, they have great chemistry. They really do.
So is this the reason why he couldn't, he left with the Black-ish thing? He left ABC?
Did he leave ABC?
I think he left ABC.
They said he left.
And left the...
Because that was, what, like, the final season?
No, he just left as creative of the shows, I think.
But they kind of hit on some of that.
Yeah, they talk about some little things about, like, his real life. Like, it's really cool. And, like, I went on... It made me want to go on his Instagram and, like, look at his life.
Yeah,
and, like,
he
actually, like, has daughters that look like these daughters in the show.
Because I've seen his wife before. She's mixed as well. So, yeah. His kids look mixed.
Weird. So, yeah, I would definitely say if you haven't watched it, watch Black as Fuck on Netflix.
It's a good show. Trey and I watched it. It's a good show.
All right, so we're going to get on with the show. Today's topic is representation. So what is representation? Representation is an artistic likeness or image. Also, a statement or account made to influence opinion or action. So, in what we are discussing today as far as representation, as far as it has to do with representation of people of color, gender, beliefs, different things. So, I want to start off the conversation by asking each one of you guys, why is representation important? Victoria, start us off.
Of course, you would do that. So, I think representation is important because everyone is not the same. We are all different. I think that in order for you to feel some sense of empowerment, you need to see yourself. In order for you to be able to grow into something more than what you can imagine for yourself, you need to see yourself, whether that's in, like, religion, whether it's in TV, movie. It builds your self-esteem and your confidence, I think. That's it. That's all I got.
That's it.
I mean, what do you think?
Me? I think representation is important because... Like, basically piggybacking off of what you said, it's like everybody wants to see themselves somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's like even in school, like when we go back to school, we find our, you know, pod of friends.
We click.
You know, who we rub off on and they rub off on us. And it's the same way with, like, TV or music or just life in general. You want to see, like, your black face, or I want to see my
curly
hair.
You want
to
feel like you belong.
Right. I want to be, want to see another lawyer or another doctor or another... You know, whatever the case may be, you know, if you're in a car club, yes, I want to see another motorcycle, or, you know, you just want to be able to feel a part of something, you know, and that you're not alone, I guess, I would say.
Yeah, that's human nature. To not want to, you want to be a part of something bigger than what you are.
Yes, I agree. I think it's definitely important to see yourself outside of, because it's easy to say, well, you know, my family, we all look this way or we all act this way. But to see someone else outside of your immediate family, outside of your immediate environment with the same hair or the same skin or the same body type or the same beliefs or whatever, it's just like, oh, I'm not crazy. Somebody else feels like me or looks like
a validation.
Me. Or, right.
Yeah.
So I think it's definitely important.
I think it's important as far as... like each one of you guys saying personal, being able to see yourself. And I look at Barack as a lot of people was personal with him being president, because with black kids, I know coming up, all we saw was athletes and, you know, music artists. That was what we did to be successful, per se. So when we all saw Barack, it's like, okay, well, it's not just all white men now that's in that position. That's a moment that, you know, okay, I see that's something that's obtainable. So I think that's important as far as just being able to see yourself and realize that what you're going through isn't a singular path. It's something that other people are experiencing. So if you're the only black family in your neighborhood, you can listen to music or see television and see that there's other people that are going through that same experience.
Yeah, I think it's also it's a great learning experience for people that are different. Like, if you got black people seeing, we've seen how white people live forever. We know that they good. Like,
we're tired of it.
Yeah. But it does give each other, like, a perspective on, like, if a white person wanted to see what it's like, or even try to delve in, like, what it's like to live as a black person, like, not just on a surface level, listen to our music or listen to our, watch our TV shows. They can get a glimpse of, they won't ever know exactly how it is to be us, but they get a glimpse of what it is like to be us, you know.
And that's the other part of it. That's the other side of the coin, is it's personal, but also other people can see you. So if you look at a show like Friends, that's an all-white cast. And if you come from an all-white home, you just, okay, well, these are how my friends act. And but if you, you know, like Aisha Tyler was on the show. So she's on the show, and she's no different from them.
Wait, pause. Who's Aisha Tyler?
She's a black comedian.
She's a black comedian.
She was on that show. With
yeah.
Okay.
But she played Ross's girlfriend.
Yeah.
But she was also a doctor. So it's not like she was... You know, it's not like you had a show where it was all black cast and they were ghetto or whatever. You had somebody who was introduced to this cast of all white people who's the same. So if that is my introduction, I can look at it and say, oh, what?
White people can look at it and say, yeah, oh,
they're just like us. They go through the same things that we go through.
And black people are like, oh, we can be that also. I get it.
Yeah. So I think that's why representation is important, but also why... We have to be important. We have to be careful about where, how that representation is. Yeah. As far as what, like I said, if you have six white friends and one black friend that's trouble, then it's a bad representation. But I think it's also important because, like Victoria said, you can see other cultures experience things and realize that we all aren't that different as people. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we have our own stories, our own backgrounds.
For sure.
Which kind of piggybacks on the next thing as far as the bad friend. Do you guys agree that bad representation is worse than no representation?
You're asking if we think bad representation is worse than no representation.
Yeah, so take that same Aisha Tyler on Friends. All the friends have jobs and, you know, they either in relationships or they're, you know, single and loving it, but you have a black character and they're alcoholic, they go to jail all the time, their character is a baby daddy, like he's the worst stereotype of every. Would you rather have that one character on that show?
For me personally, I think all representation matters. Because I was just talking to my cousin about reading books. She was like, she's an educated master's degree teacher, and she was like, I like to read smut. Like, I don't want to read nothing. She was, we were talking about stocks and stuff. She was like, I don't read nothing about no numbers, no stock. I just want smut. So I mean, the grimiest. Like, I don't want to. Like, so I think it's for me personally, I think it's a lane for everything. I used to think like, oh, I don't want to see white people portraying black people in a certain light. And I still don't, and I just don't personally subscribe to those things, but I think all lanes are needed.
No, I'm not saying all lanes. We only get one.
Bad or none. Bad or none. I don't subscribe with just those two. Like, you know me. I'm not gonna say like, oh, I'm gonna do this and that. Like, no, I'm gonna be contrary anyway. I'm like, this is the only option. No, I'm gonna pick this anyway. It's not even an option, but it is my option. Like, no, I think all things. That's just my personal opinion.
I agree. I feel like I would rather take the bad than none.
Yeah,
I would. I would rather take the bad than none. I can't imagine myself being in a world where I click on the TV or the music and all I hear is white. I would lose my mind. I can't function like that.
Right.
I need something to look like me a little bit. Even if I have to take the good with the bad, mm-hmm. and say, okay, yes, this big black woman on here is going to prison, but she's a big black woman on TV.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like the lady, one of my favorite actresses in the world, Hattie McDaniel said she would rather play a maid on TV than be a maid in real life.
Right.
And that's true.
See, I like that idea because, like, even with, like, how they, like, a lot of people bash, like, Housewives of Atlanta and all this, like, and Bad Girls Club, like, mm-hmm. well, black women, there's a poorest representation of black women, you shouldn't subscribe. I know that Candy and that drama, like, all of that got me through some days, but I'm fucking done with the yes. world. I just want to see this garbage
something that I don't drama. Have to think about.
Yeah, I just want to see this drama and be okay and leave it at that. It's just entertainment. And not taking it as deep as, like, if you see stuff on TV and think that that's exactly how other people are, then
in this day and age, and there's something wrong with you.
There's something. You just
there's something right. There's something wrong with you, and you need to figure that out. Yeah,
because not everybody, you know.
And there are black people who do act like the people on Love and Hip Hop.
Thank you.
These are real people.
That will jump your ass in the
right. Heartbeat. All you black people aren't like Tyusha Tyler, and all black people aren't like the Cardi B's. But there are black people that do both of those things.
Right, I agree.
I want to see it all.
I want to see it all.
Because I have sides of me that could be considered ghetto, and I have sides of me that could consider doctorate.
I think so.
But yeah, that's definitely true. Like, I agree with both of y'all, because to be, like, wiped out, that's not a good feeling. Like, you know, like, to have it to where it's nothing for anybody of, like, your group or mm-hmm. you know, whatever you identify with, to have nothing to see or nothing to hear or nothing to go by, it's only one lane.
Yeah,
I guess, like, nah, that's not gonna work.
In the real world, we don't have just bad or none. We have bad. We have outlets that are good.
Yeah.
We have. Mm-hmm. You have to take responsibility of what you're intaking, and you can't really depend on or dictate what everybody else is doing.
Cause almost like, you know, if on TV they're showing like nothing but just drunk black people all over the place, right? And like, someone may like cringe at that, but you still have some drunk black person in your family that you cringe at. I mean, it's real life. It's real representation. It might be bad, mm-hmm. or you might not want certain people or ethnicities to see that, mm-hmm. but it's the truth.
Right.
You know? So,
I mean, why it's cover 2020. It up? It's not 2010 or 1999 where you only had a certain period, you only saw these certain type of films.
Right.
We got 2020 where everybody has access to create content.
To everything.
And if you right. don't see what you want to see, you have the ability to create what you want to see. I feel like you want to push back on this.
I feel like that's not the question.
What's the question?
Well, run
no,
it.
Because I'm saying that there is no choice of something else. There's, you turn on the channel and it's white, white, white slavery, white, white coon, that. Mm-hmm. Like, there is no other option.
If those, I still somehow would want to see myself, because I would, at least for me, I know if I were to see that, I would be able to say, okay, this person is acting. The same way, the same thing, the quote that I gave from Hattie Franklin, she's acting as a maid. But the, maybe the lady down the street or my mama is really a maid. I would rather act as a maid on TV than really be a maid. Mm-hmm. So I would take that as some type of a lesson to say, okay, I can get on TV as well instead of, oh, all black women are maids. You get what I'm saying? I can act. I can be an actress. That's what I would get from it. And if I see it as cooning.
But you would say that you could only be an actress as a maid, though.
Nah.
No, I would say I can be an actress. I can go on TV and do something because that lady looks like me and she's doing it.
Yo, I feel like we act like we're not in the space where, like I said before, you're in a space where it's 2020. We've already had this conversation. We've already laid the foundation of saying, okay, we only have this certain amount of lane. We can only do this type of content. Especially when it comes to content, you have the ability to make real representation is shine. If whether it's like a Chica, the rapper Chica, like a big black, she's not Lizzo shaking, twerking her ass. She's a big black girl, just spitting bars. You got, she created her own lane. I don't think that that's the most constructive question you can ask.
No, right, okay. Now. The reason why right I asked this is because when we went to see David Banner speak. And he said when he would travel overseas, he would see that when he went to these countries where their only representation they saw of colored people was what they saw on music videos on BET.
I can understand that.
So that's what I'm saying, is being that it's limited, it's not you're in America, you can't go and control what they put on their television. It's going to be majority of people who speak their language. Mm-hmm. So he found that wasn't okay. That was the only representation that they were seeing. Because that's not... Yeah, he made that type of music, but that wasn't how he was.
I get that.
And I understand, but for that one black child that lives in Switzerland, for instance, that can only see that BET for that 2 hours that's going to be on, I think those 2 hours are necessary. Regardless of it being horrible content and twerking ass and cussing, they need to somewhat see themselves. Because they're around those white people in Switzerland all day long. Those 2 hours matter to see yourself, to say, okay, somebody else is black. Somebody else is dark like me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to, I'm standing out here in Switzerland. I'm standing out and people looking at me weird or whatever the case may be. But for those 2 hours and I can flip on BET, I feel like it's okay.
And I think that also that, what do I want to say? It's not negating that bad representation doesn't, like, it affect. We know that bad representation affects us as well. Mm-hmm. I've always been, but I think for me personally, and that's just my opinion, that bad publicity, bad representation is still representation. I would rather have it than not have it at all.
I agree.
Yep.
I don't think I would ever want to live in a world where it's just white.
It's like, I would rather be viewed horribly than to not be viewed at all.
I want you to see me. Let me come along and correct you and say, no, not all big black women do the... Let me correct you later on, but I want you to be able to, when you see me, I'm not like an alien.
I mean, I get it.
They're not in all the gutters.
Jesus. And I get that the bad representation, because you got, like, I remember growing up with the women, like, my aunts and them, like, would be considered, like, all the color in the hair and the braids and like, all the fingers gold out with all these rings. Mm-hmm. So we was bugging about my grandfather having the gold tooth in his mouth, the gold cap. And to the outside world, we ghetto as fuck. I love my ghetto. Like, we were so hood to the fact, like, even, like, when I say ghetto and running the hell out, like, my grandfather had, they had a billboard made with pictures, and they rolled that bitch around Camden celebrating my grandfather. ghetto. Very much so. Snapping at the funeral. Ghetto. But we was in that bitch. And I love that shit. I don't give a fuck. Say what you want. That's just me.
I want to be able to see me, even in the bad parts. I want to be able to say, okay. Whew, somebody else.
But I know, and then I do agree that it does look bad, but I told you, I'm not subscribing to what white people got. I'm not teaching
okay, so
them.
Let's take race out of it then.
Uh-huh.
All right. So, the alphabet community.
The alphabet, the ABC club.
You might say a whole bunch of extra alphabets.
The ABC club.
How many R's?
You got some S. You got an S.
But until Will and Grace came out, gay characters representation was just seen as something totally untasteful, everything.
Mm-hmm.
But Will and Grace was a true depiction of the different type of gay men that you can have.
Mm-hmm.
So everything before that was hard to watch.
Okay.
And that's what I'm saying is...
Expound upon that,
yeah,
please.
Like, they had to wait to have that. But... people were looking at TV and like, that's not me. That's not how I act.
Okay, so where do you see? Like, it's still happening today.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I get that, and...
but I'm saying you have that representation out there now.
Yeah.
But if you only have that flamboyant...
that's what Moonlight did for us, though. Remember? Moonlight did
I would still say that the bad representation would still want to be seen. Because I wouldn't want to be invisible.
As long as you know that the voice was heard. Right?
As long as there is a voice, though it may be the wrong one.
Right. But like I said, if you're...
are here.
You're in 2020 and you're still thinking that people are... everyone you meet is just like you see on TV. You're dumb. You're willfully ignorant.
We live in America. People exactly. don't even know how to stay home. So
ain't no point of...
I mean,
it's no
people
point.
Are dumb.
It's no point. It's no point of even worrying about that, though.
All right.
Moving on.
What do you say? No sense.
I think he's stuck on that.
I mean, I just...
we should be concerned about bad... should you think... so do you think
that
we should
change... Now that we have that, I don't think is as much of a concern because we are showing both sides.
Yeah.
However, I don't really look at the love of basketball, love and hip-hop, all that stuff. I just... just doesn't entertain me.
Right.
But, I mean, they can get their money, you know, whatever.
Right.
But for every, you know, Housewives or whatever, I want to see a Hidden Figures. You know, I need to be able to see that.
I agree. I don't really watch TV. I solely watch blackity black ass shows.
Yeah.
Like, they got to have 95% of the cast to be black before I watch the show. And I just don't watch TV outside of that. Like, I don't, and I'm okay with it.
If I do watch something white, I try my best to hide it. My friends know that.
No, if I watch something, I like the whitest of the white shows now. I grew up watching Sabrina every Friday on TGIF.
Yes!
I was like the...
Come on, Boy Meets World.
I was the only black girl in a lot of my classes. Like, I still like these things. It's just that's not my preference. Like, and it has to be, because we've seen every white scenario played out. So if it is a movie coming out, I was like, oh, I haven't seen this before. Y'all got like 10,000 other movies that's just that
like
same
it.
Thing,
mm-hmm.
just different characters. I don't know.
Even with taking race out of it, like me being like a big black woman, like Monique meant a lot to me.
Right.
Growing up, like seeing somebody else who was stylish and cute and
that's
fun.
That's why you don't shave your legs.
And you crazy. My legs are shaved. Like, see, you know, like a stylish woman and, you know, still going out and having fun and having friends. She wasn't depressed in the dark.
Yeah.
Like, seeing that meant like, okay, so there are women like me that
right.
do stuff, right?
Right?
So that meant a lot to me. Now me and Monique have our own issues.
No,
her
you have issues with her.
Based on her wanting to cancel me and and you know how she did Oprah, but other than that, like I was happy when I saw that. It was just like, okay, Ooh, because every time you turn skinny. Right. It was just like a pop of fresh air to see somebody else like me. Mm-hmm. And she cussed and she did things that I didn't agree with. Right. But what I saw was.
You cussed. What you
mean? No, I'm saying, but like, that's quote unquote not good because she's a woman. She shouldn't cuss as much and blah, blah, blah. You know.
Yeah. Do you hear the Victoria on the podcast every week?
But Sia Monique was good. Listen,
that's my vocabulary.
Sia Monique was good for me. I like seeing it, even though she had her bad parts.
To be honest with you, Kevin Hart was the person who made me get on stage. Just because he was short. No. In all seriousness, because of the fact that he was small and could command a room like that, it spoke volumes to me.
Right.
Being, you know, under 5'10".
Right.
That, you know, I don't have to be like this, you know, big person to dominate. Like, I can be animated and small and mm-hmm. still be able to carry that. And as many people told me, you need to be a comedy. Until I saw him do it, I didn't have any faith in myself.
See? Mm-hmm. And Kevin Hart has his best. Like, he's a cheater. He's horrible. Plane. Soul playing.
But I mean, you know, and so even though Cat Williams was out before, Cat Williams was a character. Okay. You know, he has a persona.
Oh, okay.
Kevin Hart is kind of, he's your average.
He's Kevin Hart. Yeah. Just right. himself.
Right. So, like, Cat. It just, yeah. So, yeah. Just like some guy who's my height doing that and able to control a whole room. Yeah, it, you know.
I think the benefits outweigh any of the negatives. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it does hurt when you see, it's like, God, we can't get this right.
right.
You can't get this right.
Exactly.
Like, what? We got to make another slave movie. Like, I'm sorry. Everybody was like, did you see Harriet? No.
Yo, Django. Why? Django got money because it was different. Like, yes. Oh.
Right.
And that was done by a white man.
It was.
And they had a white man saying nigga 200. Oh,
man, Leonardo DiCaprio played that motherfucker.
He really
and got me concerned because that nigga rolled real easy.
And I remember when they made the movie, Jamie was like, he was really into character. Like, he separated himself from them on the set and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
You
speaking of Carrie, we was talking about Carrie
Hill, Washington.
I keep forgetting that bitch name. that's probably the only movie I think I've seen since Save the Last Dance or of hers that I'm like, I ain't questioning. Like, what the fuck you doing? Like, all these.
Yeah, her
fucking
agent.
The shit out them white man. She would be cooning.
Her agent needs their ass beat.
Is it because you scared of your husband or what's going on?
She always right play now. A horrible representation of a black woman.
Yeah, she does, except for in Django.
I think I love my wife.
She was a whore.
She was the whore.
And then what is that? Little Fires.
Little Fires Everywhere.
Like, it's not a good representation of a black single parent.
It's not, but I don't think that's the reason. That's not the point of it. But it's not a good representation because the white woman in there, she's fucking horrible too. She's a horrible mother as well.
It's a scandal.
She was a whore. Great mind. See, but there's things you can pick from it. She's a brilliant attorney.
She was in Ray.
She was in Ray.
Oh, yeah.
She was his wife.
But that goes into the whole argument I said about Empire. It was a black family who got through all of that.
They were black.
But everything, there was one major flaw. The father was a drug dealer. Mm-hmm. The mama, you know, she took the rap for her kids and stayed in jail for 15 years. The boy who went to college and was intelligent. He was married to a white woman.
Mm-hmm. And he did have mental issues.
Yeah, he had mental health issues. The one that was the most stand up ended up being the gay one, and then he got with the HIV lover. But it was like,
Stop watching it.
But it's like they like it was so bad. Like, he was the hero, which is Lee Daniels who made it. Also, of course, you know. But it's just the fact that you play all these other men, they had feminine qualities. Mm-hmm. Especially the baby Hakeem, who was the stereotype of every young black
boy.
Yes. Chris Brown in a bottle.
He really was.
I guess I can see now when I think about content that's made by white people, I don't care. But when I do see black people, I have to admit, when I do see black people make stereotypical roles, it does like hit different. Like Tyler Perry and his I love Tyler and the history he's made and, like, pushing the envelope and creating his own content, ownership, all that. But his idea of what a black woman is and her always going through some fucking drama, always got to get beat. Now I was like, yeah, can a black woman just catch a just fucking break?
Just be.
And it's so ironic because it's like, here we are talking about representation and then still yet kind of
critiquing
our own people who right. represent us or right, who right, put right, us right. out there to be represented.
Right.
Because it's just like, well, you know, like if you pose the question, well, do you want to see yourself represented in a horrible light or not at all? We'll take horrible.
Yes.
But we don't want to do it.
Yeah, I don't want us to show us horribly. Right, I don't.
No, I don't mind it.
So you feel
if it's enough.
So we need to show
there.
Responsibility when we're representing.
If
it's like we
Tyler has his own lane, and I watch Tyler Perry. No, mm-hmm. this is just a critique because I love him. Like I think you need to.
No, I get it too.
I need you to invest in getting the point. If you're gonna point, if you're gonna tell the black woman story, tell it right. Let some black women come in and say you being the writer.
This is my thing yes. with Tyler Perry. I've watched Tyler Perry for a very, very long
yes,
time.
Yes, and still
and
do.
Loved it, right? And loved it. I was just got a little sick of Madea, but I loved it, right? Yeah. But my thing was with Tyler Perry is one of his movies, well, two, but they're the same movies.
Basically.
The Why Did I Get Married and Why Did I Get Married 2 is because there were three different couples mm-hmm. and three. Him,
Angela,
I'm counting women.
Janet, Tasha, Jill, and the girl from Dream Girls.
And the one he was okay. So four different couples. They all had four different lives, four successful black women.
Mm-hmm.
And there was still drama. That movie, I would watch that movie 50 times a day.
Yeah.
I could get with that because now there's a salon owner. I know a salon owner that's right. a black woman. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I see those people. I've seen
right,
them.
Right, right, right.
And even with the ghetto drama that happened with Tasha, like the arguing and the fight, I have seen that. It
right,
makes
right.
sense to me. Now, I do not like when I don't want the cooning from a black person.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather you do a slave movie. I'll take a slave movie if you're the black writer, the black director. I don't want a cooning from a black director and a black writer. I take offense to cooning that really irritates
me. But you love Byron.
I thought that was funny.
Well, hold on. Elaborate
what that's cooning.
What is, I'm going to say, elaborate what cooning is to you.
Cooning to me is the...
being ghetto and being over the top.
No, a lot of the over the top, but I don't like... Okay, so let me give you an example of cooning. Kerry Washington, who I really like. I feel like I would like her as a person, right? As a person. I love Scandal, right? Love, love Scandal. I do not like the fact that she only fucked white men.
That's what I feel about Zoe
Saldana. That to me is cool.
She had a black man in the
beginning. I thought they threw him in, and it was like at the very two
that
episodes,
the
and
it
then
was
it was never gone. It was, that's it. Then it was like white. That is cooning.
That's
to
how
me.
I feel about Zoe Saldana. Like she would since Nick Cannon and Drumline, she ain't been with
right.
a black man
like
on
I don't.
The screen.
That I don't
Somebody
like.
Just said that the other day.
She
that
hasn't.
I don't like.
She has always been. After
unless
that.
You're telling me that this show
who?
Is about.
With
unless with another white man.
Yeah,
unless
crazy.
This is like.
She was in what was
Guardians
Guys
of
the
Galaxy.
I don't
that
like
movie
that.
She did with.
Or to be a show that's about. Oh, we're friends or we're all friends and hanging out, but you're the only black friend. That's not realistic to me. That's cooning. I don't like token blacks and stuff like that. That bothers me.
Mm.
I don't want to see that. Like, I didn't like Aisha Tyler on Friends. I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm. I
don't.
Mean, they did it to
appease us, right? And I didn't like the fact that they put Jennifer Hudson in Sex and the City. No, because Jennifer Hudson would not have hung out with...
she works for them,
and that makes it even worse. You would just listen to these white women.
Look, they put,
don't
they
put her on there.
They put Jennifer Hudson in the movie. That was what was important.
No, I don't want her on there. Because if it was like maybe a black director, and I would really been offended. Like, I don't like that.
I don't like it when movies they put like people together. Like we do click as people. Like I don't really. If I'm hanging out with white people, it's probably because it's work or or it's like my brother hangs out with like white people, and I know some of these people like forever. So it's like that. But otherwise, I'm generally with black people.
But that's human nature. You go towards what's familiar.
But when you
familiar.
Get movies, when you get this random, just one person, like, I'll be
just
watching the kids.
Just tossed in a mix again. Where did, why? Where? For what?
What's that movie that, Best Man, and then this white dude just the Christmas one?
Yes!
It's like, all you back in there, oh, let's throw a white dude
just
in
there. Just throw him in there. Right. I don't like that. I don't like that.
I mean, people are friends of different races. I have friends.
But then give me a mixed group of friends. Give me one black person, one white, one Asian, one Spanish.
But when I go hang out with my best friend, I'm the only black person there.
That's what? One friend out of how many friends you hang out with?
Well, my party would be multicultural.
Yeah, your party would be. My party probably would have been like 10 years ago, but not anymore. Like, yeah.
Your party would have never been that.
That's cool.
I mean, but I do things that are outside of just my, I guess you could say, my circle. So I end up meeting different people.
I do too. This is Sagittarius thing.
Yeah.
But my close people that I'm hanging out with are... They look like me. Anyways.
Yeah, you, my friend look like you. I got a friend who looks like you.
I can't stand your black ass.
All right, so everybody, y'all good with that?
Okay.
We don't like coons. It's okay like to coons. Be, okay, all right. So, where do we still need representation?
Everywhere.
What representation? Are we back to color? Or are we saying
no? Just representation at all.
Everywhere.
Whether it's someplace where it's only race, or I think this is on my list for later. But I think there's a lot of comic book movies coming out now, and women aren't represented as they are represented in the comic books.
Yeah.
If you look at Infinity Wars, in Endgame, on the last one where they had all the women working
ass.
Together,
right?
And but everybody had the glove. All the men, Spider-Man, they all had the glove by themselves. The women had to get the glove together, and it wasn't even the most badass women from the comic books.
And
it was because
women,
they chose.
They didn't have to. That they were smart enough to work together then. Because y'all niggas want to be egos.
You're
and
right.
Be
I want my own glove.
But that was done as the movie of this is a way we can get the women in. Like it didn't mean anything in the movie. It was just we're going. But the thing is, the female team doesn't match what they had in the comic book. They had, like, She-Hulk. They had actual characters who were bigger stars than what's in the movies. So the only representation you really have is Captain Marvel, and then, like, Black Widow, as far as, like, the popular characters from the comic books.
Yeah, those, and then even Black Widow is, like, she was. They kind of allowed her to have her own lane, but she was, like, subsequent, I don't even know the word I'm trying to say, but she was up under what,
Agent Shield.
What's the dude with the bow? Black Hawk. Not Black Hawk.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah. I don't know his name. With the arrows.
With the arrows. You
they
don't
came
know
together.
Hawkeye. But they introduced Hawkeye first and then brought her in.
I feel like it's been so long since I've seen that, but I feel like they actually came in together.
Yeah.
I do feel like they came in together.
But I'm just saying, based off of the canon that they're, you know, getting the movies from, you didn't introduce
a lot of
a lot of the dominant like female superheroes.
I would love if Marvel do a Storm movie. That would be so bomb.
I would need them to do it right, though.
Yes,
they do. I need, like...
African. Right. It's another Wakanda. Yeah. Like, you need all of that.
I mean, because even, like, Iron Man. Storm
is already old.
Yeah, and Storm had married T'Challa.
And it's like, they're trying to make it like she's this cute little buttercream, little light... No.
No.
Well,
no,
she's X-Men.
Naomi Campbell.
X-Men, they kind of ruined
it. They did X-Men so bad, and I'm so upset by that, but it's neither here nor there.
I mean, even, like, Iron Man... The Iron Man in books now is a black girl, like, protege. Like, she's a genius who made a suit.
Mm.
So, it's like, now's the time you killed, you know, Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man. So, now's the time. You're not going to do that. But it just, I think with that, like, they're doing the shows where they're adding these characters, but there's no backstory on these characters. You're just making them.
Right, they're just popping up.
Yeah. So, of course, they're not. Things that really catch on. I think the only character that did catch on was Harley Quinn from the cartoon, the Batman cartoons, and then they put her into a comic book. But, you know, I think with those movies, I think Marvel dropped the... Marvel does a lot better than DC, but that's where they dropped the ball on, is their female representation.
You ain't lying.
Female representation is always good.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. We need more women doing things. Other than just being the background to some man.
Yeah. Like, I was just watching, reading an article about 420, and it was like, why is not that many women weed movies? Like, we like to smoke weed too.
Right.
Like, women like to smoke
Half
weed
Baked
too.
Was a major, it was funny, but it was male dominated.
Yeah, all the Cheech and Chong, you got Friday, How High, you got all these.
Even
other,
The Hangover, there's no.
Yeah, there's no. You women. Got. Was that
you had bridesmaids, but
that's still that was weed. It. Yeah, and that's just drunken and bad behavior. Like, I think that yes, we need.
Girls Trip was probably the biggest and best one that they've done in that, and you know it's trouble now making two because they don't want to pay Tiffany Haddish. So
yeah, right.
Damn,
she only got paid like $20,000 for the first one.
Damn.
Yeah, she didn't get paid.
But
much.
She big now.
That's they why don't they don't want to pay her.
Oh.
They don't want to pay her now.
Yeah.
And I think sports. I think we need to be represented more as owners and coaches.
I think sports is a lot of cool then.
I think women should be paid as just as much as the males getting paid because they're doing the same goddamn thing.
Yeah, but it's all about. That one I can understand because of the business of it.
Are they marketing in the women?
That's what I'm saying. They're not. Because of the business of it, because they aren't selling out the arena, they don't have the television deals, they're not able to pay that.
But should if you they, would market if, it a little better.
But that's what I'm saying. If they were getting that, then yeah, it can. I have no argument that women shouldn't be. Mm-hmm. That's just the reason. It's just not plausible based on the business of the two sports. But like the NFL.
I was about to say, what about wrestling? Didn't they have
Becky Lynch is like number four in the top paid wrestlers right now.
Okay, that's one person.
I'm just saying, wrestling is a whole different breed.
It's still a sport. And women
but I'm saying they're independent contractors.
But they're underrepresented too.
But that's changed though. In the past 3 years.
Wasn't that just this year?
But no, but that's the thing.
Women was leading?
But see, that wasn't this year where they did all that.
Last year
they had, like, Revolution. But it's because they're having new ownership. Okay. Vince McMahon is older. His mind is, you know, Triple H now is, that's where the women's revolution started, was under him. And so he has three girls. He has no, you know, he has no male child. So
if he did that, he would get slapped by his baby mama.
Well, his wife, but he has the, you know, if I'm doing something, and this is my life, and I have my daughters, I can't just be like,
oh no,
you can't do that. Like you can't do this. If they say, Daddy, I want, then you have to put out what you're doing now at the best of the ability, so when they come, they don't have to do them hurdles. So yeah, wrestling's done it. WWE is probably, to me, I think they're doing it better than most people because they aren't combining the men and women. Like, there's a lot of other companies that are having men and women fight. To me, that just, it doesn't really make sense.
That's like the transgenders trying to fight. That's
well, no, they have a transgender female league. Wrestling. But
I mean,
no.
They need their own league. Let's be real.
Stop I mean, with wrestling, I don't... wrestling is understandable.
They need their own league.
But, like, the whole... Just because of men and women being... That's a very touchy subject. A man and a woman hitting each other.
Exactly.
So that's why I don't agree with that. If transgender...
Wait,
if
you don't agree with... They need their own league or they need to be...
No, you included? Mean like transgender?
Yeah.
I'm talking about like just as far as wrestling because it's fake. If you come off as a female, if you take female hormones and everything, then that's fine. You, it's a team sport technically. But as far as like MMA, yeah, I don't know.
So you would like to see transgender people in wrestling fight each other in the regular... You would like them to be included?
I mean, they already have it included. There already is a trans... There's a female champion in AEW.
That's how ignorant I am.
But that's the thing. They don't... Nobody... She's talked about it, but not, like, on the show. They've never talked... Like, they don't bring it up that she's... Like, it's history-breaking because it's the first transgender person ever. But they don't talk... You know, they call her a woman. So, it's not like... They're trying to make it into something that is bigger than it. It's just
what it is, yeah. Right? It's just,
okay.
It's but like I was saying, it's a stage product, so nobody's trying to actually go out there and hurt each other.
Yeah.
So I can understand that, but if you're talking about like football or like MMA, boxing,
basketball,
yeah, I think that's a disadvantage.
I think any contact sport, you need your own Libra, man.
But. Yeah, I mean, women in sports, I think, like, okay, like, you got, like...
Don't at me.
Right.
You got, like, tennis, which...
That's all I gotta say.
Tennis has, I think, with females, it's, it's just as big. And then, like, PGA golf, like, WPGA. But every other thing, it's never...
I would like to see. Sorry, didn't
that's something I can't stop.
I would like to see more black women, big black women, shown in a light where they're not like, oh, the best friend of the cool skinny girl or the joke in the show, like the Norbits.
He's the main character.
Not necessarily even the main character, because the main character can be horrible as well. I just want to see like Insecure, where Kelly is, she's the big one in the group, but it's not the thing. It's not our big friend Kelly is coming.
Right.
It's just Kelly is coming over, and she just happens to be big. You get what I'm saying?
Right, and she ain't the only one that should be wilding out.
Right.
Kelly say some crazy
shit.
But all of them do.
All of them. Like, it's just
the baby
because
with the
when I go over to my friend's house, and they're like, big Tashana's coming over.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Tashana's coming over.
Right,
like,
right.
So I just want to see it normalized. It's normal. It's okay.
Now, Issa does great with that because, like, she had, like, on this last episode, well, the one before that, too, she had TSA Bay. He was a big boy.
Yes.
I was like, yes. Shout out to the big boy.
Yes.
Issa does great with that. And she, like, I love Issa. That's why I think more black women should be up front and making more content, because we get it.
We have been at the bottom for so long. People don't understand how hard it is to be a black woman.
Man.
We are the last picked for everything.
They don't want to talk about that.
I know one black group.
Well, I know one below that, because if you black woman
and gay,
you last. Jeez. Even what's her name? What's her name? The one that does Boomerang. She just cut her hair. What's it got? Boomerang and Chicago. What's her name? Damn it. How y'all don't know this lady's name?
I didn't see Chicago.
So. You talking about Boomerang, the TV show now?
Yeah, the TV show.
I don't watch that.
Angela Bassett?
No, when I said that, I watch Boomerang. I watch, what's the damn show? My gosh, she did Queen and Slim. What's her name?
What? Look, she's Lena Waithe.
Yes. Lena Waithe that makes great content.
And she's the one that did the cartoon Onward, where the gay characters in the cartoon.
Oh, I need to see that.
Mm-hmm. Onward.
Did you watch Dear White People?
Yes,
yeah.
I did.
Is she in Dear White
People? Yes, she is.
Okay, Lena Waithe, she's in like a pop-up episode within the episode. Right?
Yes.
I think you know how they would all like gather in like the hall and watch that ridiculous show?
Yeah.
She was in one of those episodes.
Okay. She has a show on BET called 20s and it's hilarious. It's about the main character is this gay black girl that's in it's basically like loosely off her life. Mm-hmm. And it's the first time you see a stud being the main character, and mm-hmm. she ain't overly trying to be a dude,
right?
And she ain't older trying to be no female, a chick either. So, and I really like the dynamic she does. It's a good show. Y'all should watch it.
I'm gonna watch it. I'm looking for it.
20s and Boomerang.
I just feel like everybody needs to be represented and make it a normal thing, not a standout thing. Mm. Oh, here come the gay friend. Why can't this be the friend?
Yo, I just be wondering, like, have anyone ever introduced me like that?
No, that doesn't happen in real life.
Yes, my gay friend is.
You know, my gay friend is.
I just want you to be prepared.
Oh my goodness. Maybe if they actually represented
people. I've never heard white people say that.
Well, here's my girlfriend.
No, because you know how white people, like, every time they say something bad about black people, they be like, I have such and such black friends. I never heard them use that as an excuse, like, I have such and such gay friends.
True. I'm not homophobic. I have a gay friend.
Hey,
you should say I have a gay family member. You would say that now. I have a gay, my brother's gay. My brother-in-law's gay. We love him.
Fuck y'all.
I think, like, we were talking about, like, on the last show,
mm-hmm.
about, like, Superman, my theory behind Superman being autistic.
Yes.
I think, like, that type of thing needs to be represented mm-hmm. because it happens in families. My mom used to watch a show. I can't think of the name of it. I called her and asked her.
Everybody called her. Sure.
But there was a son in the show that had a form of autism. They were on the spectrum. Mm-hmm. And it focused on how the parents dealt with them. Because autism, a lot of people assume autism is like a thing where you can't learn.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more of a social. So he was very intelligent on the show.
Mm-hmm.
He would blurt out things that were like inappropriate at the time. Like he would tell you the truth. You know how kids are, they're blunt.
Mm-hmm.
But he was old enough to where he technically should have known better. But that's not how, you know, their social skills is what that they need working on.
And it wasn't like a Forrest Gump where they were just ragging on him.
No, and that's the thing. Like his they dealt with like his older siblings, like being upset, because he got the attention at times, but then also knowing that he needed that attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wasn't a comic relief of the show.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, sometimes the things he said were because it's like, oh my God, like I can't believe he said it. But
it seems more organic that way.
Yeah, and it was like I said, it's because a lot of people look at people who have autism as one way. I think for them to be looked at as, you know, the different ways on the spectrum is important. Especially, yeah. Like we said, like, if Superman is autistic, that's just like we were talking about women in Marvel Universe.
Mm-hmm.
I can see somebody who's like me mm-hmm. in that universe that's so popular.
I know I want to see commercials with black couples. I'm tired of seeing commercials with mixed couples. I swear.
And stop putting mixed girls to try to represent all black women, because that is not true.
Like those are cats.
What?
Mixed people. They put my homegirl mixed girl and said, "Oh, are black?" No, she's not black. She's
love Doja Cat. I was like, "What is Doja Cat?" She was like, "I don't know." I was like, "So is this one of the like androgynous people that we're gonna be having in a few years where everybody looks like this because you don't know if she's black? She's mm-hmm. She does black music. Like, I don't know where to put you. Like, I don't know.
The Rock is great at that.
Yeah, he is.
And we still don't know what Vin Diesel is.
That part.
We still don't know.
He's black.
Is he?
really somebody break said dance,
he was
but...
Italian. Is he Italian?
He got nigga features. Damn show, but I don't know.
But then, like, when you go back to sports, the one thing that I was saying is owners are looked at as they're white. You don't see any black owners out there. And then in the NFL, it's so bad to where, you know, black coaches are getting looked over as for head coaching jobs. And then we all know the quarterback situation. When you think of a person who's in charge of the team, you're going to have your Tom Brady's over your Donovan McNabb's. So I just think as far as the people who actually are in charge, we need better representation.
Yeah.
I think you need representation in politics.
The government, yeah.
Yeah, race and age because...
And yes. Gender.
And gender. Race, age, and gender because... Jesus. And even with religion because we're basically... Our system, whole government is loosely based on Christianity. And I'm like... You don't subscribe, so, like, I don't feel
who do I vote for here?
Right. And then your values are, like, our values are not represented. Everyone's values are not represented in politics. Like, this whole Democrat, Republican thing is, like.
But, and that's the thing, like, when you see the attacks, when they start doing the campaigns, the attacks isn't just Republican and Democrat. If they are. Something that's different, like Barack Obama, the Muslim, you know, is like they're going to pick that out. Mm-hmm. They're not, you know, Pete Buttigieg, you know, he's gay. Like, why does this stuff have to be what you're slinging? Mm. You know, you can tell that all they want is older white people, older right. white men in that house.
I mean, you can draw inspiration because when Trump won. The first, I remember being in a relationship and I was like, well, I'm glad he won because now if this retarded ass dude can be a president, I know I can too. And I got like a lot of slack for it, but I still remain the same. If this nimble soul can't, without any type of experience, can be the leader of the new world, then y'all can't tell me I can't be nothing. Like, if I want to be a fairy today, I'm going to be a fucking fairy. Okay? Like, no. Because Trump is president.
But you are not a white, rich man.
It's only goes to white men.
You're only privileged enough to do that, if you're that.
Can't nobody hold me down. Nobody. No.
All right, that concludes part one of our discussion on representation. Be sure to follow Safe Place on Facebook so you can listen to Boogie and Tashana's Facebook Live and enjoy that every week. We'll be back next week with part two.
Believe in yourselves. Dream. Try. Do good.
Don't you mean do well?
No, I mean, do good. Do good.